What Have You Done? By Matthew Farrell. Performed by Chris Andrew Shula. The first things Liam noticed were the mattresses lined up on the living room floor. The furniture had been pushed to the walls on the outer perimeter of the room, leaving the mattresses placed strangely in the center, where the couch and coffee table should have been. There were three of them, side by side. No covers or sheets, just a single bouquet of paper flowers their mother had learned to make at a craft party her friend Patty had hosted when she was pregnant with her second bundle of joy. One bouquet for each mattress. Their bright colors painted a dreadful picture against the otherwise dark surroundings. The shades had been drawn. The house was silent. Liam's stomach turned once. This wasn't right. Before he could inquire as to what might be going on, a thump interrupted the quiet, and from his periphery, Liam saw his older brother, Sean, fall to the floor. Hands suddenly grabbed Liam from behind, and he was lifted off the ground, carried by someone he couldn't see. Liam struggled to free himself, tried to call Sean or his mother, but the grip was tight enough that he could hardly breathe, let alone cry out for help. The bear claw tub was old and rusted. Liam caught a glimpse of the calm water that had been filled to the rim before he was thrust to the hard tiled floor. His hands were pulled behind his back and tied together so tight he lost feeling in his fingers. "We're going to visit your father," the voice said behind him. It was his mother's voice, so suddenly full of life and determination. She was strong and vibrant, the adrenaline coursing through her. This new energy scared him the most. "We're all going to be one happy family again, all of us together, like it should be." She picked him up and threw him into the tub. Liam thrashed about, kicking and jerking upward, trying to get enough leverage to sit above the waterline, but with his hands tied behind him and the slippery porcelain, he couldn't do much more than keep his face above the surface. He couldn't hear anything under the cold water other than his breathing, which echoed in his ears. His mother appeared over him. She'd cut large swaths of her hair off so close to the scalp, he could see bloody patches of skin. Clumps of hair fell from the collar of her dirty nightgown and onto the water's surface when she moved. Her skin was pale, her eyes sunken and hollow. "I love you, Liam," she said. Her chapped lips cracked as she spoke. "You and your brother. We're going to be with your father now. I'll see you there." She placed her hand over his face and pushed him all the way under.